This is John Randolph Carter, and I'm going to be reading three of my poems. The title of the first poem is Go Away. Go away, far away, where no one can find you. Hide under a log or behind a tree. Pretend to be a bush. Go to a land of rocks and boulders and be medium-sized and inconsequential. Go to a land of water and be a warm current. Grow a beard, wear a toupee. Speak a language no one understands. Live in a cave with furry creatures. Lie just below the surface of a lake and breathe through a straw. Move through the forest, changing from light to shadow and back again, so quickly that even the squirrels are not sure what you are. Go far away to the distant mountains. Find a land without roads or trails or paths. Wander about aimlessly. Leave everything. Leave everyone. Go. The title of the next poem is Let Freedom Ring. Popular snots eat candy-coated lizard skins and prattle on about fairy godmothers and ruby slippers. Someone is trying to stuff straw into the Tin Woodman's metal suit, and Toto is yapping, and Dorothy is having herself fitted for a diaphragm. I'm not taking any chances, says Dorothy to Toto, who gets an enormous erection every time she sings Over the Rainbow. Soon, musicologists from Hoboken appear with microphones and recorders. Music's in the air, say the musicologists. Did they say music's in my hair? Dorothy asks Toto. Yap, yap. He replies and wags his tail like a metronome. The third poem is titled The Incredible Shark-Infested Mule Pool. In the sultry heat of an August day, clouds of insects would sweep over the surface of the mule pool. But young boys fished happily on its shores nonetheless. Nancy, the nincompoop, would come most afternoons and skinny dip, which would drive the young boys crazy, causing them to drop their rods and reels as they dropped their trousers and dove into the dark water. Most afternoons were sunny, but sometimes it rained. And at times like these, reindeer cavorted in the woods surrounding the pond. How the sharks came to inhabit the mule pool was something of a mystery, and no one ever saw an entire shark. But ominous black dorsal fins would appear from time to time, causing the young boys to cower at the shore. When Nancy came to swim, however, the sharks were cheerfully forgotten. Why the pond was called the Mule Pool was also something of a mystery. Apparently, it had to do with stubbornness.